In the halls of Florida A&M University's band building, a lone baritone burbles along. It's a sound that hasn't been heard much in the year and a half since FAMU's marching band was placed on suspension as a result of the hazing death of drum major Robert Champion. Today, the band room is in a state of disarray. Bookshelves, boxes, pianos, and parts of instruments along with garment bags are strewn all over. Equipment manager Donald Beckwith says the department is doing a bit of spring cleaning.
Oh, it's clean. Come on. I'll show you.
The man responsible for the clutter is new band director Sylvester Young. The 66-year-old came out of retirement to take the job. His new office is above the band rehearsal hall with a window that looks out over the chaos. His first official day was June 14th, but he's arrived early. Young says he and his wife are renting for now, and he's got plans for the band. Not only does he want to change its culture, he wants to clean up the performance fundamentals.
When the Roman army marched, they always had a drummer, and they marched in step because they could march much further than they could walk. So precision is so important in bands. So we're just going to tighten the belt and really, really bring Dr. Foster's dream back to reality.
Dr. William P. Foster is FAMU's legendary band director who created the Marching 100 signature performance style. Outside the door, a man dressed in a suit and tie waits anxiously to speak with Young. So we take a break and he goes out for a moment to chat.
Yeah, that was years ago.
His visitor turns out to be Cuffy Hemingway, a tennis instructor and minister from Atlanta. Hemingway is also a band alumnus, having marched in the 1990s.
I'm a big rapper. I grew up in Tallahassee, Florida.
Oh, you're from here?
Yeah, both of my parents.
Well, you shop. You drive like this all the time.
Young heads down the stairs from his office and is greeted in the corridor by a trio of excited students eager to meet him. One of those students is Brianna, who didn't give her last name. She plays clarinet, and she says she's excited about having a new band director and about the rumblings that the marching band could be back on the field by the fall.
I'm just really excited. There's really no words to describe it. I'm just excited. And I finally met the next man behind the baton.
Fueling rumors of the band's return is FAMU's own course registration website, which shows open registration for MUN 1110. The course number for the fall marching band class. Young says the music department has a list of names of current students like Brianna who could be called upon to reconstitute the band. And Young says the suggestion that former band members be barred from participation is unfair. He says starting over from scratch would be an extremely tough deal.
It's not fair because there's so many good kids in this band that are clueless as to the nature of the underground workings within the organization. You can't punish those kids. So everybody should have an opportunity to come back and finish, have a positive experience here.
The time has passed for recruitment, and new members would have to be trained, a lengthy process. FAMU's songbook is massive, something hard to learn in what's becoming a matter of weeks rather than months. Time is running out. As the baritone continues to play, more people come outside of the adjoining buildings that make up FAMU's art and music complex. Among them, members of the Sigma Alpha Iota Music Fraternity. They're commemorating Founders Day. The music is slowly coming back to FAMU, along with the hope that the band program may have finally turned a corner. Young says a pre-drill is in the process of being scheduled, and that's the time band members come together to begin practicing. Young says he's determined to make sure the quote-unquote traditions that led to the hazing death of Robert Champion won't be returning if the band does.
There will be a process to provide proper re-entry into the program. There will be a sense of accountability that would exist for that process to take place.
FAMU's interim president, Dr. Larry Robinson, has said a decision on whether to lift the Marching 100 suspension could come later in the month. Some say it's still too soon and that FAMU needs to focus on other issues, like ongoing accreditation and legal woes, before considering whether to reinstate the ensemble.
Sing the joy of peace and
But others, like students and alumni, are ready to see a band back in place for the fall 2013 football season. For WFSU-FM, I'm Lynn Hatter.